It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Janie wants to know if she's the jerk for being happy a coworker quit because of her.
Janie's the jerk or is trying to not be the jerk?
Ooh, that sounds leading. I'd like to know the story.
That sounds terrible just as it is. I'm glad somebody is like doing bad because of me.
Yeah, that's a lot. This is what Janie said. She said, Allie and DZ, we've worked together the last 4 years. Over the last year, we were made co-directors and it's been terrible. She tried to make me her subordinate the entire time, boss me around, make a divide. And when I stood up to her, she got defensive and said work sucked for a few months after that. I went past HR and I went straight to the owners. When they got involved to speak to both of us, she lost it and put in her 2 weeks. She said she was quitting because I'm the problem. She turned it all around on me. She said she wasn't going to be harassed and belittled. She ended up leaving after 2 days, not even finishing out the 2 weeks.
Yo.
Had we been able to coexist and be co-directors, things would have been fine. But I'm happy she left. So am I the jerk for being happy my coworker quit because of me?
Janie.
This is what I'm saying. Like, sometimes you can't say it out loud. You look at people and you're like, oh, secretly happy they failed. Now, that is not a nice thing to do.
No, it's not.
And you should want the best for everyone. If you're in a good place, you usually want the best for everyone.
True.
Happy people want happy things.
Happy people. Yeah.
That being said, she's admitting that, I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I'm happy she quit because of me.
But the way I understand it, right? Mm-hmm. They were both made director or co-directors.
Yes.
So it's an equal job.
Should be.
It's like a co-manager. We're both managers, mm-hmm. right? We both do different things, but we both have the same amount of power. And mm-hmm. when one person tries to take it up a notch mm-hmm. and go, no, I'm technically more of the director. You're mm-hmm. the co-director.
Right.
Which feels like what happened.
Uh-huh.
You got to cut that.
Yeah.
Because that's not the case. Mm-hmm. Right? Did you need to go to the owners, though?
Well, yeah, it solved the problem.
I guess. Yeah, it did solve the problem.
You know?
It didn't do it in the way that it should have been. Like, HR should have gotten involved first. There's so many course of actions that should have been gone through before you just skip ahead and talk to the owners, the bosses. Mm. You know, it's like going to mom and dad rather than talking to your babysitter first.
I think HR is mom and dad too, though. I think they're both mom and dad. The owners and HR are both like mom and dad. Like we're on our best behavior around them always.
Right.
We're not keeping it real.
I just know the thing is that why are you preying on some, what, not, I shouldn't say this, but why are you preying on somebody's downfall like this?
Mm.
It could have been solved.
Because it was making her life hell.
You should have wished
she couldn't work.
Now everything's on you, though, unless they're going to hurry up and hire somebody else. Now you're the only director.
Well, and maybe that's what the girl thought when she left. She's like, fine, show them that you suck.
Handle it
and
yourself.
And I was doing it. The girl that left's probably like, I was doing everything.
Right.
You just hear it. No, this place can't survive without me.
This would crumble without me here.
And maybe it will, and maybe it won't. Somebody wrote
in
and said, not the jerk, by Felicia. Wow. Janie's asking if she's the jerk for being happy that a coworker quit because of her.
Yikes. We'll see.
All right. 414-533-1037. The phones are already ringing and I can see your text coming in. So we're going to talk about this next. If Janie's a jerk for being happy that her coworker quit.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Janie wants to know if she's the jerk for being happy her coworker quit because of her.
That sounds horrible, girl.
They were both assigned as co-directors, and it's been terrible ever since. So she went straight to the owners, and when they got involved, the woman said, "It's all her, not me, and then I'm quitting. You're harassing me." Mm-hmm. She's happy her coworker quit. Let's start with Rico this morning, who's in Milwaukee. Rico, good morning.
Wepa, good morning.
Hey, is Janie a jerk for being happy the coworker quit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, you could have, she is a jerk, because you could have gave the girl a chance. You never know what's going on at home. She should have took the right steps and went to go talk to HR, because that's the proper steps you're supposed to take. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the girl has only been there for a couple days. You got to get a feel for the person first. She might think she knows.
No, Rico, what, not a couple days. 4 years they worked together.
4 years together.
And they, just got made co-directors
the last year. Right.
Mm-hmm. So if they're having the issues with that, then yeah, they should have took the steps to go discuss it. If they've been working with each other so long and consistent issues with each other, and now one person's in this position, the same position, you know, just talk about it. That's all you really have to do.
There's animosity there that's longstanding before this just co-director position thing. It's got to be.
Correct. You can't please everyone. So also making them co-directors might have been a people-pleasing move. I'm going to make you both bosses because you both work hard. That's not the way it works. And now you got the power struggle between the two of them, and that's what's really going on because you put them in the same position.
And one of them wanted to be the solo director, not co-director with nobody else.
Anyway, what were you saying, Rico?
I've been through a personal experience. I was made an assistant supervisor at the counter. So basically, I felt like I should have been in the main position, but I was getting my job done for me. And then just constantly getting bad, you know, talked crazy because I wasn't doing everything to their team.
He said he worked under a person who had control issues.
Yeah.
And they did everything, and then when it failed, they would yell at him. Right,
exactly.
Rico, we understand.
Oh, we do.
But that's why he says jerk. You have a great day, Rico.
Appreciate you.
You as well.
Peace.
All right, let's go to Lisa, our girl, calling from Sheboygan today with her own theme song.
Turn up the music.
Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay,
TGIF. Rico said Janie's a jerk for being happy the coworker quit because of her.
Sure did.
Hell no. I don't think she's a jerk at all.
Okay.
First of all, I mean, we're adults, right? So you can have those crucial conversations with coworkers. I understand that. But if there was animosity going on before, I think she took the right steps by going to someone above her for help, whether that's HR. We don't know the size of the company. We don't know what their HR department is like. So if she had to go to the boss, then that's maybe the steps that she should have taken. So she did the right thing by not causing maybe uncomfortable confrontation to the other girl or the other woman. So if the other girl flipped out like that in a 2-minute time frame, then maybe she is not a stable employee. Bye.
Oh dang.
Well,
the fact that she quit.
If you're
quit,
being confronted, like, yeah, and talk about it as an adult. Don't just throw a tantrum and leave.
Don't get defensive, quit, and go, well, I'm out of here. Because then you do look guilty if you're like, well, I'm leaving, so you can't even talk to me about it. Because you do look like the problem.
You look like the problem.
You look like the problem.
100%.
And you look like you're running away.
Yeah. And I like what Lisa was saying, because it probably is a small company to think you have access to ownership. How often do you work for a company where you could just hit up the owners?
Right. Yeah, it may be 10 employees only. We don't know that. Like, I work for a company that has thousands of employees, so I can't go to the owner.
She could have bypassed. Right. She might have bypassed HR because HR is internal, and if there is just 10 employees, HR is involved in all their mess anyway.
Right.
That's why she went to ownership. Lisa, you helping me make sense of this one.
Somebody said, not the jerk. If the quitter couldn't chat with management and threw a fit, then walked out, quit. Like, not the person. Okay, if you can't take the heat, get your butt out of the kitchen or wherever you work. All right, Lisa, not the jerk.
All right, thanks, guys.
I appreciate you. We're split.
Oh, all right. Well, let's go to Sherry in Germantown. Sherry, I bet you didn't know you were going to be the tiebreaker today on Am I the Jerk?
Look at you.
Look at me.
Good morning,
Look
Sherry.
Look at you. Is Good Jamie morning. The jerk for being happy your coworker quit?
Not at all.
Boom.
Okay.
Not at all.
End of discussion? Or what do you think?
Yeah. You want to explain?
Elaborate. We'd love to hear. Yeah,
I'll explain. I've actually been in this situation recently with a coworker, and I ended up transferring because she just wanted to keep poking the bear. And I had enough. I didn't go to HR. I just said, you know what? We can't work together. We tried for over a year. So somebody's got to do something. Mm-hmm. And there's no I in team anyway. So.
So wait, were you Janie? No, you weren't Janie in the situation. You were technically the coworker that left and went somewhere else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We even had a powwow with our supervisor and things never changed.
Okay. So you tried and it didn't work.
And correct. But you say not the jerk.
Right.
Not at all.
Wow.
Maybe this was the bigger person move somehow.
Yeah. I don't know. It just wasn't for her. It wasn't the environment she wanted to be in. And I get that side, too.
Yep.
Which is weirdly, even though you're saying she's not the jerk, you're sticking up for the person that left.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, somebody's got to do something. And I mean, the way she handled it, though, seemed a little childish to me.
Fair.
But, you know, she could have given it a little more time and they could have maybe worked it out, but sounds like they couldn't do it either.
Well, Sherry, I was going to say, given kind of your account and personal experience, it didn't work out at the end. Uh-uh. So this might have been the best move. All right, Sherry.
All right, Sherry.
Say less, not the jerk.
Nope. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So not the jerk. And it was a split down the middle until Sherry decided.
Boom.
That was Am I the Jerk?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.